So there's no doubt the Treaty of Versailles was perhaps the biggest and most important peace treaty after World War I, but we do have to know about the other four peace treaties as well. Because it wasn't just Germany that lost the war, they had allies. So, for example, Austria, Bulgaria, Turkey and Hungary also had to be dealt with and also had to sign peace treaties. So we're going to start with the Treaty of Saint-Germain, 1919, which dealt with Austria. In many ways, similar to the Treaty of Versailles, all of these peace treaties require the losers to give up either land or money, sometimes both, in compensation for the war. So in terms of the Treaty of Saint-Germain, they had to give up areas of land, Bohemia and Moravia, to help form the new country that was being created at that time, Czechoslovakia. And they also had to give up Bosnia and Herzegovina, to the new country Yugoslavia, which was being created. The Austrian army was reduced to 30,000, and it was forbidden from ever uniting with Germany. That's called the Anschluss, and that was forbidden. Austria, a once great nation, was now pretty small and pretty much bankrupt. Okay, Bulgaria, Treaty of Nui, 1919. Bulgaria got off lightly, actually, in some ways, compared to the other nations involved. It did lose land to Greece, Romania and Yugoslavia, and also lost its access to the Mediterranean. It had its armed forces limited to just 20,000 men, and it had to pay £100 million in reparations. But Bulgaria played a relatively insignificant part in the war, you could argue. Now, Treaty of Trianon, 1920, that dealt with Hungary. Hungary, of course, had been part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire prior to World War I, and the two of them were separated. They had lost Transylvania, which went to Romania. Slovakia and Ruthenia went to Czechoslovakia, and Slovenia and Croatia went to Yugoslavia. As a result of this, Hungary lost a huge amount of industry, and although it was scheduled to pay reparations because its economy was ruined, it never actually did pay them. Okay, lastly, Treaty of Sèvres, 1920, which was to do with Turkey. And this was the last of the peace treaties after the war, and it meant that the territory known as Smyrna went to Greece, and Syria became a mandate under French control. Many Turkish people suspected the treaty was really just about furthering the empire of Britain and France, and it led to other wars actually in the area, and a subsequent treaty in 1923, the Treaty of Lausanne. So again, another pretty unsuccessful treaty. Goodbye.